Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
Let's jump into kind of the playoff picture, because I think there's some conversations to be had about these last three games, what they mean for the 49ers, whether they should be resting players, things like that. I also want to get to a quote from Shanahan about that, because I think it's actually pretty enlightening what he had to say about it. But I'm going to share my screen so that you can see it. We're not live streaming this episode, but we will put it up on YouTube for those to see it. Want to look at the playoff picture as it currently stands. And that's the thing is, you know, obviously things can change and can change in a hurry. And the interesting thing about this, this playoff picture is, this is from NFL.com, and you've got the Eagles, Vikings, and 49ers. They are locked in as the top three seeds. There isn't another team that can get in to the third spot. So the 49ers at the very least are locked in at three, meaning that they get one home playoff game, which is awesome, at Levi's. And the hope is maybe we get to two, because if you get to two, then you're guaranteed to host two games. But if you scroll down, it goes from three to five, the Cowboys being five. And the reason being is because whoever decides that they're ready to play good football and possibly win the NFC South will get that four seed, which is currently the Buccaneers. At 6-8, just absolutely killing it. It's really, I think, just the Panthers that can catch them at this point. I don't think the Saints can, and I don't think the Falcons can. So it's really just between the Bucks and the Panthers. And then you've got the Giants at 6, and currently the Commanders at 7. And the Giants and Commanders played, was that Sunday night? It was Sunday night,
yeah,
right?
Correct, yeah.
And the interesting thing about that game is they had played 2 weeks prior and the Commanders had won, and then the Commanders got a bye, and then they came back and they played the Giants again. And you would think, hey, big advantage there. And it was not for them for whatever reason. The Giants beat them. And so the Commanders really, that loss, it likely cost them a playoff spot, because here's the thing. There are two teams that are in the hunt right now at 7-7. The Commanders are 7-6-1. The Giants are 8-5-1. That's what it was. The Commanders and Giants, when they played tied. The first time, they tied. They tied. Yeah. And so by virtue of that tie, the Commanders still have that 7 spot ahead of the Seahawks and the Lions, who are both 7-7. Now, Here's where I'm at. The Seahawks play the Chiefs this week. Pretty sure they're going to lose.
They're going to lose that.
The Commanders play the 49ers this week.
Pretty sure they're going to lose that.
Yes. spoiler alert for the end of this episode. The Lions play the Panthers. And here's the thing. The Lions are hot right now. They're playing some of the best football in the NFL. They are on a 6-game win streak, I believe. Mm-hmm. They started this season 1-6. Mm-hmm. So they're 6-1 in their last 7, which is impressive. Their offense has been rolling. Their defense, which was historically bad at the beginning of the season, has really found its footing. And to me, between arguably the 4 seed, whoever wins the NFC South, the 6 and the 7 seed, I think I went on record the other day on Twitter and said I think the Lions are going to be the 7 seed in the NFC. I genuinely believe that. Mm-hmm. So this is where I wanted to have this conversation with you, Zane. The 7 seed plays the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
If all things stand and the Vikings went out and the 49ers went out, right? The 49ers get the 3 seed. The Vikings get the 2 seed. The Vikings are currently 11-3. The 49ers are 10-4.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions already beat the Vikings 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And they would play them again. The Lions are way better than the Vikings. They just mm-hmm. are. So there's a part of me that's like, would it be better for the 49ers to just keep that 3 seed? Because I think it's almost certain that that Vikings team is going to lose in the first round, in the wild card round. I believe it. I just don't think that they are not 11-3 good. And we saw that.
I have the same feeling about them that they have one and done written all over them.
Which would mean that regardless if the 49ers win their matchup in wildcard weekend, they would host their divisional round game because the Vikings would be out of it. And so the other thing is, if the Vikings do falter down the stretch and the 49ers end up in the 2 seed, I'm not afraid of the Lions. I'd prefer not to play them in the first round.
I feel like Niners would be able to. Jared Goff, I mean, they've had his number. They've had Jared Goff's number.
They have. And I'm not scared of them, but would I rather face the Giants or would I rather face the Lions? And I would much rather face the Giants, who are currently the 6 seed, and that's who the 49ers would play as the 3 seed.
Also, if you scroll down there, if you go to the bottom here, I feel like, so here's the other thing. If you go up a little bit up to the top there to 5 and 6.
Oh yeah.
I think that so basically the Giants can go no higher than 5, right? That's really what it is. They're either 5, 6, or 7.
Right. Cause the Cowboys are 10-4 and the Giants are 8, 5, and 1. The Cowboys currently hold the 5 seed.
Correct. So they can go no higher than, well, they can go no higher than 6. If that's the case, actually the Cowboys will not end up at 6 or 7. So
the Cowboys are playing the Eagles this week. Now, granted, Hurts isn't playing, but I believe in Gardner Minshew. I believe in Gardner Minshew for a long time. I pounded the table when there was talk of Deshaun Watson, you know, mm-hmm. prior to that trade. I actually put an article out on the Web Zone that said the 49ers should trade for an NFC South quarterback. And it was not Deshaun Watson. It was Gardner Minshew, who was playing for the Jaguars at the time. I really like Gardner Minshew. I believe in him. I think the Eagles could beat the Cowboys with Gardner Minshew at quarterback. That would put the Cowboys at 10-5 and the Giants there at 8, 5, and 1. You know, the Cowboys lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah. If they lose out and the Giants win out, then.
So you're right. The Giants can get up to 5. You are correct there.
So that may be the case. So we'll just assume that for simplicity's sake that they end up at 6 or 7, right?
For sure.
So Giants end up at 6 or 7. Washington and Detroit battle it out for the last spot. I'm with you. I think Detroit gets in because I think Washington loses to the Niners this week, and I think that will basically be a huge blow to them. Seattle will most likely lose to the Chiefs, and they're basically on the brink at that point.
Yeah,
like they would have to win out and get help to get in at the end of the season. So that's I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if they'll get the help that they need. They may win out the last two games, but I don't think they'll get the help that they need. Now, that being said, I don't think they'll get past. They can't get to 6, right? It would just be the 7th seed. So they would end up playing the 2 seed, which is Minnesota.
The Lions?
No, Seattle. They can't get anything past 7, right? So it's either Seattle or the Lions. Really, in my mind, that's in the 7th seed. I don't really think Washington is going to be there by the end of the season. So you're looking at a situation where you kind of just mentioned, right, where it's Minnesota and the Lions for, you know, like 2 versus 7. And at that point, it doesn't matter whether the Niners are the 3 seed or not, because then if Minnesota loses, you get your 2 home games and it doesn't, nothing matters. That being said, if the Niners get the 2 seed, then you are guaranteed 2 home games if you win.
Sure.
And that would be much better to me, because then you're just taking care of your own business. But again, it really depends on what happens with Minnesota, what happens with the Niners, and how they approach the rest of the season, which kind of gets us into what I wanted to discuss next was Kyle Shanahan's attitude towards the rest of the season and what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And in his press conference today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. And in his press conference today, he kind of indicated that they're foot, like pedal on the gas. They're not letting up and they're not going to let up this season. And I think that's probably the best way to go, because you don't want your team going into the playoffs. Number one, backing into the playoffs with several losses. And number two, not having really played hard football in over a month, because you can't just turn it on and off like a switch, right? They're not robots. They have to have some sort of momentum. So I like the idea of them trying at least to see this through and try to win every game that they can. Would I prefer that they lost one of these just so they can start a mini win streak again? I mean, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, right? Like if they just get that loss out of the way and just go into the playoffs fresh, but who knows, right? And I think that the way that it's lined up and the job that Kyle has done with this team has set them up so well, because right now they essentially control their own destiny in terms of what they do. Granted, you may need some help from Minnesota to lose a game and take the number two spot. But at that point, like to what we just mentioned, I don't think it matters. Because no matter what, Minnesota looks like a one and done, and the Niners can go no lower than three. So
yeah,
one home game for sure. Hope for more than that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, this will be the third time that Kyle Shanahan has led the 49ers to the playoffs. And the first two times, even 2019, when they started 8-0, finished that season 13-3 as the one seed, it still took till week 17 and that game up in Seattle for them to clinch the division and the one seed. If they lost that game, they would have lost the NFC West, would have been 12-4, and they would have been the five seed because they finished second in the NFC West. And then last year, it took until week 18 and that victory against the Rams for them to get in the playoffs. So this is the first time in Kyle Shanahan's head coaching career that he has clinched a playoff spot with games to play. And not only with games to play, with three more games to play. They were the first team in the NFL to clinch a playoff spot and to clinch a division title by way of playing on Thursday, which, hey, kudos to them. Because, again, you did it playing the guy that started the season as QB3. Like, I mean, just the coaching job, we've talked about it already. I think Kyle Shanahan is the coach of the year. I don't think he'll get it, but I have no qualms saying that he deserves it. So he went on KMBR on the Papa and Lund show. Or no, sorry. It's not that anymore. It is Tolbert and Copes, right? Tom Tolbert and Adam Copeland. And he said that the question of do you rest players going into the playoffs, right? Now that you've clinched a spot, like football is a violent game. Injuries happen. Do you play it safe so that you enter the playoffs with everybody healthy, you know, with your full complement of players? And, you know, Shanahan said that this was his quote. He said, "I could totally understand it if we were playing a 7-game series, but I can't understand it for a 3.5-hour event. And it's only one shot. And just in my experience over the years, guys that have gotten hurt at the end that we've rested or that have been on IR, you bring back for the playoffs. Those are usually the guys that hurt you at first because they're just rusty and they haven't done much." Yeah. He said, I've watched just talking to guys, Lynch talking to Tony Dungy last week. They used to do this with Peyton all the time. He said some of the biggest mistakes when they rested, their guys struggled. And then he brought up his dad, which I thought was interesting. And he said, "I know watching my dad, and I think it was 95, they were 13-3, clinched a division, rested their players for 3 weeks, and they opened up the playoffs versus Jacksonville, who was a second-year expansion team, and they lost. I think it was 30-27, and that was maybe their best team. They went on to win the Super Bowl the next 2 years, but I still believe they should have had three in a row, and I think it goes all the way back to resting the players." And so As much as a fan, you want to just say, "Hey, bubble wrap Brock Purdy, bubble wrap Christian McCaffrey, bubble wrap George Kittle, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw," right? You just want to bubble wrap all these guys, but rest in the NFL isn't the same as rest. And arguably, rest in every sport is bad. Look at the 2012 World Series. The Detroit Tigers swept the ALCS. The Giants went to all the way to game seven against St. Louis. And then the Tigers were overwhelming favorites. They had Justin Verlander. They had Max Scherzer. They had Anibal Sanchez. They had Miguel Cabrera. You know, they were Doug Fister, right? They had, they were by far and away the more talented team. They got swept in the World Series because they were rusty. Yeah. So no, I don't think that that rest is what they should do. And then not only that, but like we said earlier, there are still things to play for. The two seed is in play. It's very much in play. And so you want to guarantee as many home games as you can. And you can't just think to yourself, well, these Vikings, they're kind of frauds. Like, we could say that in front of this microphone, right? But they're not saying that in Santa Clara. Kyle Shanahan's not thinking, you know, we don't need to win out because Minnesota's gonna falter, right? But here's the thing. If Minnesota loses one game, San Francisco still has to win their next three in order to get that two seed. Because if San Francisco loses another game, then they're back to being one game behind. So, and I don't think Minnesota's gonna lose two of their next three. I do think they're gonna lose one, but not two. So there are things to play for. And I just don't think that resting your guys is the right call. And I don't think that they're going to do that either.
Yeah. I think that, like, when it comes down to the whole Minnesota angle and what they want, look, what it is this. It's, if everything remains how people may think it remains, just because of seeding purposes and strength of team and things like that, and they feel like Minnesota is better than whoever the seven seed will be, and Minnesota wins and the Niners win their first game, and it's at that point in the division round, it's 2-3, right? Then you go to Minnesota at that point. So getting the two seed,
not worried about that.
I'm not worried. I'm also not worried about that either. But that being said, getting the two seed ensures that if that does happen, where both the 2 and 3 seeds win the respective games in the wild card round, you get that game here, right? And that's that's what we've been, like, pounding the table for this whole time, is that you don't have to travel then until a potential NFC championship game. And Lord knows what's going to happen with Philly, because they've been soaring high all season long and nobody's been able to touch them. They have not. And they looked a little bit shaky.
Except
for the Commanders. They looked a little bit shaky. And now Jalen Hurts is out for at least one game, and we're going to see what happens with them. But again, if you position yourselves correctly here, then you allow yourselves the ability to be able to control a lot of what happens in the playoffs by virtue of just being at home. And there's only, at that point, if you're the two seed, there's only one team that you would be traveling for, and that would be a potential championship game to Philadelphia with the Eagles. Right. And that is probably the toughest matchup anyway. So again, super bummed that the stupid Colts couldn't hold a 33-point lead, which sounds
outrageous.
Ridiculous.
Outrageous.
And it took the largest comeback in NFL history for that to happen. But I will say this, Brian, that this sort of thing happens once every 30 years or so, right? The Frank Reich comeback was in 92.
Yeah, and literally 30 years ago.
It was 30 years ago. So that doesn't happen very often, right? And the last one
then
was the
1960. So 32 years, right?
Right.
So it's every 30 year phenomenon.
Right. So you can, I'm glad that they got it out of the way during the regular season, because it's not going to happen in the playoffs, right? That's my irrational fan thought of the evening here.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.